And so we settle into a felt sense of body sitting, being breathed, perhaps with some nice full breaths to help the body settle, relax a little. And remembering this phrase about metta from the Buddha, like a caring mother holding and guarding the life of her only child, so with a boundless heart of loving kindness, hold yourself and all beings as your beloved children. And of course, that's a huge ask. And it's okay. It's simply an intention. An intention. We point ourselves in that direction. And so taking these first few minutes to allow ourselves to settle into body breathing and sitting so that we can engage the metta for all from a very embodied place. And so as we go into our metta for all, you might have handy the phrases from Boundless Heart, or you might have your own personal phrases, or simply be engaging in well-wishing of safety, health, happiness, and ease. So I'll offer a bit of phrases in the early part of the practice, and then there'll be more silence and just the suggestion to move to another category as you feel ready and able. So being very sure to feel body sitting, touch points, feeling grounded, breath supporting us, freely offered. And some like to really feel the breath through the heart region of the chest, center of the chest, and add in a a soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere as they go through. You can experiment with this. And also remembering the option of a wee smile. That little upturning of the corners of the eyes and the lips. And so beginning now with an easy one, one that does simply evoke a smile within and perhaps without, within the face. And holding in mind an easy one. And the phrases from Boundless Heart that you might work with are, may you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. Peaceful. And may you live with ease and with kindness. May you live with ease and with kindness. So in the silence, practicing with these phrases, ones of your choosing, are simply safe, healthy, happy, ease. And as you feel ready, extending the well-wishing to yourself, perhaps with the easy one, if that feels easier. Yourself as you are now, or perhaps yourself as a young child, if that opens the heart. Before you go on to the next category, you might want to check in with yourself how you're doing. Be sure that you're feeling grounded, that the body, mind, heart can engage with loving kindness more outwards. Sometimes we don't know, we just have to experiment. And so as you're ready, offering whatever phrases you're working with to a benefactor. And it doesn't have to be a big deal benefactor. Someone who's simply a wee bit kind to you, holding them in mind as you feel body, as you feel breathing. And offering the phrases to this one. You might possibly wish to have the benefactor send the phrases to you, if that opens the heart further. And taking a half minute more for the benefactor. Noticing how you're feeling in body, mind, and heart, and if there's space to offer metta to a friend. If not, practice in a way that's suitable for you right now. An easy one, yourself. Staying very grounded. Let your choice of a friend be one where there is some ease here. Because even in the easiest friendships, there's a bit of friction. So keep it easy, because this is about opening the heart into goodwill. Practicing with whatever phrases suit you right now for the friend. And take a half minute more for the friend. And see how you're doing in body, heart, and mind. And if you have space to go outwards to a neutral one. Someone you barely know, you may see on the street in your neighborhood. And offer the phrases as you're ready. to this one. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. Staying embodied, soothing touch as you practice, feeling the breath, maybe the smile. And if other neutral ones pop up in your mind's eye, send out the phrases to them too. And again, half a minute more for that. And again, checking in with ourselves to see if there's space to send metta to one who's a little bit difficult, perhaps a wee bit annoying. Don't overwhelm yourself. even those nearest and dearest to us, can be at times a bit annoying. And they occupy the space of the difficult one, as we do for them from time to time. And being especially sure to stay very grounded and feel your body being breathed. Remembering all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. And trying on the phrases for the difficult one as you feel able, or practice in a way that you do feel able to do. Yourself, an easy one, or simple mindfulness practice. Pausing at any point with this and regrounding, refreshing. And taking a few more moments to wrap up the difficult one. And then give some metta to yourself again. May I be safe in the midst of this. May I be healthy in the midst of this. May I be happy, peaceful in the midst of this. And may I live with ease in the midst of this. taking a half minute more for that, and checking in again with body, mind, and heart, and seeing if there's readiness to expand outwards to all beings. And so with all beings, we can hold in mind all the other human beings, but also the dogs and cats and all the other mammals, the birds and the fish, the insects. It might even make sense to you to offer metta out to the plants, the trees, the flowers, the shrubs, the grasses, even a sense of the whole planet. Whatever makes sense to you as a way to open the heart. And taking a half minute more for that. And taking good care of this body, heart, and mind. Nicely grounded, refreshed by the breath. A little poem to finish with, Julie Cadwallader Staub, and she wrote a poem called Remember. And indeed, that's what we've been engaging in, remembering. Remember. There is no such thing as quantity in love, my mother said, correcting me. No such thing as much love. You can't count it. No such thing as all my love. You can't contain it. Love expands. There's an endless supply. I love you, she said. That's sufficient.